can't keep it to myself since I've been born again. How
Jesus' precious blood washed away my sin.
I've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's what the Lord has done for me.
Oh, said I can't keep it to myself since I've been born again. How Jesus'
precious blood
washed away my sin. I've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's what the Lord has done for me.
Oh, since he saved
me,
set my soul free.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I can't tell it all. Oh, my God, so
love
that he gave.
That's what the Lord has done for me.
Oh, since he saved me, set my soul free.
I'm so happy.
You want.
From the Lord. Come on, open your heart to the Lord this morning. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Can we do that? Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Everybody lift your hands.
Give glory to God.
Worthy of the praise, saints. Give glory to God. He's worthy of the praise, saints. bless you, Lord God. You know the word of God said, God so loved this world. Yes, he did. That he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, bless his name. Come on, just say, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Great things.
He has done great things.
If you would just take a moment to think about it. Give the Lord praise.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come into your presence this morning, Lord, I'm reminded of the words of the great hymn written so long ago. And the writer said, guide us, O thou great Jehovah. Open wide the crystal fountain where the healing streams doth flow. And Lord, this morning, we're asking that the healing streams will open this morning. We're asking that the healing stream will flow to that person bound by drugs and bound by alcohol. We're asking right now for that person that's listening by radio that's bound in sin, that the healing stream will open up right where they are and they will experience the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask this morning as well in Family Worship Center that the crystal fountain will open up this morning. Heal the sick, mend the brokenhearted, save the sinner, baptize the believer in the Holy Spirit, anoint the preacher, anoint the word, anoint the people, tear down every bondage of sin, break every bondage and power of the evil one. For Satan, you were defeated when that healing stream was opened up 2,000 years ago, and we give you all the praise this morning. Come on, worship him, church. Come on, you can do better than that. You can do better than that this morning. The healing stream has been opened. The healing stream has been opened. Hallelujah. Turn around and greet somebody this morning and welcome them into Family Worship Center. Oh, hallelujah. That fountain is going to open up today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please let understand, you may be seated. Let me explain why we've got some dark lights here. We're trying something out for television, so we're just checking it out, so bear with us. And the power is not off. We're just doing a test, okay? Is that all right? And how many first-time visitors do we have joining us? If you're a first-time visitor, would you raise your hand and keep it up? Keep it up until the ushers can find where you are. And when you receive our visitor's card, would you find the place for your name and address, fill it out, detach it, and then in a few minutes when we march around to drop in our tithe and offering, please bring it with you and drop it in as well. There's going to be a fellowship meeting for a fellowship dinner for all the ushers and greeters Saturday, October the 28th at 4 p.m. at the pavilion that's in the back. Please bring a favorite dish or dessert. Contact David Dickey or Ralph Cars. No. And then Better Years Fellowship is going out on a boat ride on the Mississippi out of New Orleans Saturday, November the 4th. All adults are invited. See Emily Skates or Marilyn Dickey at the Octagon after the service. And you can still sign up today through Wednesday. We are so honored this morning. I understand that BJ's father, and is it your brother as well that's here? Would you stand? Let's welcome them. We're so glad that this is BJ. He's a minister of the gospel. And then, of course, the Pimlots are back. I don't know where they are, but they're back visiting. Would you stand? And there they are. Ann and Philip, would y'all all stand? We're so good. Alan and Ann, we're so glad to have you all the way from England. And if you notice why Marvin had a bigger smile and was maybe bouncing a little more than normal, well, Robin just gave birth to a baby boy, Sean Jeremiah, 7 pounds, 13 ounces. And let me take just a couple of more minutes, please, please. I've just returned from South Africa, got in Wednesday afternoon. It was my 22nd trip to the nation, and it was the greatest and the